It's about a dozen years ago when a fledgling dream of musical summers in beautiful Waimea, Hawaii began as the Hawaii Performing Arts Festival. It's now becoming quite the community asset, welcoming over 70 students this year. They're giving 30 public performances. Many of them are free, and audiences in Honolulu will get a taste of the action. July 5th in sunny Waimea, over 70 young singers, string players, pianists, and more arrived for 3 weeks of immersion in music at the Hawaii Performing Arts Festival. Part of that is technical development, and part is deep exposure to master musicians like concert violinist Chiyun.
That's actually a really nice part of this festival. You eat with them, and you play concerts with them, and you go to the beach with them. You get to know the students on a personal level as well.
These personal relationships make a critical difference to musical and professional development. This year, Chiyun is bringing a student of hers from the highly regarded string program at Southern Methodist University.
She's going to be a big star one day, and she's coming to the festival. You know, you bring your own students and you attract other students. It's really wonderful.
With faculty connections in Korea, San Francisco, and across the U.S., HPF String Program Director Iggy Jang is growing enrollment every year. Often whole families make the trip, and young musicians take classes, play in orchestras, and along with students in the vocal arts programs, they offer many public performances. Many of them are free. Honolulu audiences will get a sample of their work next week at the Doris Duke when Chiyun performs Astor Piazzolla's Four Seasons of Buenos Aires.
When I was first learning it, you know, I was like, wow, maybe I should have allotted more time to learn this piece. Piazzolla was known for sensuous music, almost forbidden kind of dance. He called it Nuevo Tango. When he brought it first over to Argentina, he offended a lot of his countrymen.
Piazzolla, Argentinian, studied American jazz, ragtime, and 20th century classical, so he melded complex modulations, harmonies, and rhythms.
So it's incredibly interesting, challenging for classical musicians like myself to be studying that and learning that music, and then at the same time having the feel of tango and having the feel of jazz as if you're improvising that. This is not just tango just so that you need the dancers to distract you. No.
Did people ever dance to this, you think?
Maybe dancers should come and listen to our part and to see if, you know, if they could move their feet that fast as our fingers. That would be kind of fun.
Sounds like a throwdown at the Doris Duke. By the way, last year's concert sold out. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News,